Why do you think they built these?
Okay, well, this is jumping to the back of the book of Revelation and to the very, very second last chapter. Because in the second last chapter, as you know, the book of Revelation, it's the last book in the Bible. It's the one that is still future and that has not yet been fulfilled. The word apocalypse comes from the Greek apokalypsis, which means unveiling, as in the taking of a veil away from the face to reveal the face, or like pulling back the curtains on a stage to reveal what's behind the curtains. And this is what the book of Revelation does. It's showing us what's coming down the tracks. And it's not a very good sight. It's not a very pretty sight. But the good news is you don't have to be there. You don't have to be part of it. There's a way out. There's an escape route. And because it goes through the whole book of Revelation, it talks about three sets of judgments, seven each. It says the seven trumpets, seven vials,
right,
seven sealed trumpets, which are going to be poured out in the future, which ends up in a valley in northern Israel called the Valley of Megiddo. We can come to that in a few minutes.
And isn't that in a chronology? There's a time limit for each?
Some people say that these are three separate judgments. Some people say they run together. I'm not sure. I'm going to hit on a couple of them in the future, and especially the last one, because the seventh trumpet, the seventh seal, and the seventh vial are all exactly the same. And they come to the same conclusion, but I'll come to that in a few minutes, George.
Okay, okay.
To get back to the pyramid thing.
Please.
In chapter 21 of the book of Revelation, it talks about the next heaven and the next earth, the one that's coming in the future. And this is, you know, after all this stuff has been done away with, after the apocalypse, it talks about 1,000 years of the Messiah reigning on earth, sort of paradise regained for 1,000 years. Then it talks about another rebellion at the end of that. And then it says this earth and this cosmos and the whole lot is going to be burned up and the stars are going to be rolled up. It talks about a new heaven and a new earth. And in this new earth, it describes this city coming down out of heaven from God and descending on this new earth. It's called the New Jerusalem. You've probably heard that song.
Sure.
Jerusalem. That's what it's talking about. And in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, it gives a detailed, lengthy description of this future city. It tells us all the different stones it's made out of. It tells us the thickness of the walls. It says it's got 12 gates made out of a single pearl each. It talks about the river of life flowing out from the midst of this and the tree of life, which are planted along this river for the healing of the nations. It's an incredible description. You'll read it in chapter 21. But at the end of this long description, we're given the dimensions of this future city, and we're told its length and its breadth and its height are the same. That is a pyramid in shape.
Ah.
Furthermore, when you work out the length of it, we're given the length, it works out at about 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. You will have heard the expression where the Messiah said once, "In my Father's house are many mansions."
Yes, I remember.
You've heard that?
Yes.
He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So he spoke about going to this house in the heavens. He said he was going up to prepare a place for us and that he would come again, take us and bring us to this place. So he's up there now with his sleeves rolled up. He's mixing cement, preparing a place for a visitation. Then later on in the book of Hebrews, it talks about Abraham. And it says, Abraham looked for a city in heaven whose builder and maker was God. Then Paul in Corinthians says we have an eternal house in the heavens whose architect was God and it was not made by human hands. Two other times at the end of the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, it talks about a city in another country and in another place called heaven, the celestial city, literal celestial city out there somewhere,
see,
wherein
it
abides.
You could interpret it also, though, as a massive mother spaceship.
Well, you could call it that if you want, George. All I'm saying is the Messiah said he was going to this place.
All right.
He's up there now sitting on the right hand of this guy called Yahweh, who's his father, surrounded by these 24 other men called 24 elders. We don't know who they are. They're probably the guys when they said, "Let us make man in our image." That's who they were talking about. And an innumerable amount of these spirit men, we call them angels. So this is where the Messiah went to. And then in Revelation chapter 3, it talks about this heavenly Jerusalem called Mount Zion, which is going to descend out of heaven in the future. So when the Messiah said he was going to this place, this is what he's talking about. There's a huge pyramid city out there in a place called, we call heaven. It says he's in another country, so there must have a physical dimension to it, because it's all made out of stones and pearls and various things.
So are you saying that they tried to duplicate it on a smaller scale here?
Yes. Ah. And what I'm saying in my book, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, is that when the fallen spirit men fell to earth, this part of the rebellious band of nefarious spirit beings, spirit men, under the leadership of this guy called Lucifer, he has a lot of other names, Baal, Beelzebub, the devil, Satan, the prince of power of the air, the prince of this world, etc., etc. And when they fell to earth, way back in the dim, distant past, some 5,500 years ago, they built this incredible pyramid with all the mathematics that it involves, with the incredible engineering feats, with these shafts pointing at four distinct star signs, Draco, Orion, Sirius, and Beta Ursa Minor. And as I say, three of those are associated with gods, with a small g.
Now, you said 5,500 years ago?
So around that time, I believe, because we're told in the Book of Enoch that they descended, that the fallen angels came in the days of Jared, who was the father of Methuselah.
Are you a believer that the physical planet is 6,000 years old, or do you think it's older, but again, all this that you're talking about happened 5,000, 6,000 years ago?
Well, I think, my guess is that it happened around, that they were built around 5,500 years ago prior to the flood.
The pyramids,
now,
okay.
In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And in verse 2 it says, and the earth became formless and void. So something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. You could have all the millions of years you want between verse 1 and verse 2 and prehistoric man and dinosaurs, etc.
Right.
The earth as we know it is about 6,000 years
ago. All right.
But when these guys fell to earth, now as a lot of your listeners will know, are people who have sort of biblical spiritual knowledge, Lucifer or Satan, he always copies or imitates or duplicates or apes what the true God does. So when these nefarious spirit men fell to earth way back then, they built this incredible pyramid, you know, white, smooth, iridescent, gleaming in the morning sun with the gold pyramidion on top, with all the mats and the engineering, and they built this as an earthly representation of a celestial reality. They built it, in other words, as a copy of the celestial city they had come from, this new Jerusalem, which is described in detail in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, the place where the Messiah said, in my Father's house are many mansions, where it says Abraham looked for this celestial city. That's what's out there. This is the extra intelligent life, higher spiritual beings in another dimension. And these guys fell here. They built this incredible pyramid as a replica or a mirror image of the celestial city that is out there.
Why? What was their reason?
I think they built it as a monument to their own pride, their own ego, and their own hubris.